pianist and composer Les Baxter was born on this date in 1922. Baxter composed and arranged for the top swing bands of the 40s and 50s, but he is better known as the founder of Exotica, a variation of easy listening that glorified the sounds and styles of Polynesia, Africa, and South America, even as it retained the traditional string and horn arrangements of instrumental pop. Baxter studied piano at the Detroit Conservatory and Pepperdine College in Los Angeles. After he completed school, he abandoned the piano and became a vocalist. When he was 23, he joined Mel Torme's Meltones. The group sang on Artie Shaw Records, including the hit What Is This Thing Called Love? In 1950, he became an arranger and conductor for Capitol Records, working on hits by Nat King Cole, including Mona Lisa. Around the same time, Baxter began recording his own albums. In 1948, he released a triple 78 album called Music Out of the Moon, which ushered in space-age pop with its use of the theremin. On his early 50s singles, Baxter was relatively straightforward, performing versions of standards like the number one hits Unchained Melody and The Poor People of Paris. But on his albums, he experimented with all sorts of world music, adapting them for his orchestra. As he was recording his Exotica albums, Baxter was also the musical director for the radio show Halls of Ivy, plus Abbott and Costello radio shows. He also composed more than 100 film scores, concentrating on horror movies and teenage musicals and comedies, though he did like dramas like Giant. Baxter's heyday was in the 50s and 60s. Although he continued to compose and record in the 70s, his output was sporadic. Nevertheless, a cult following formed around his Exotica recordings that persisted into the 90s. Harding College in Searcy, Arkansas, was accredited by the North Central Association on this date in 1954. The school, founded in 1924 from the combination of two struggling junior colleges, has grown from an initial enrollment of 75 college-level students and 173 elementary and high school students into a university that is the largest private educational institution in the state. The first recorded town meeting in America was held in Boston on this date in 1743. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.